A draft report from the Environmental Protection Agency sent shockwaves through the energy industry this week. The report showed that the technique of oil and gas drilling called hydraulic fracturing led to water contamination in Pavilion, Wyoming. What could the findings mean for drilling in Texas? For State Impact Texas, KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
The EPA continues to research the impacts of fracking, but this report came at the request of residents from Pavilion, Wyoming. They asked the agency to investigate drinking water they suspected was tainted from nearby wells. It took 3 years, but last week, the EPA announced it had found chemicals associated with hydraulic fracturing in the water. The news comes at a time of growing acrimony between Texas' overwhelmingly Republican state government and the Obama administration's Environmental Protection Agency. So few were surprised by responses like this one from David Porter. Porter is a commissioner with the Texas Railroad Commission, the state agency that oversees the oil and gas industry.
To say it was fracking, I think, plays within the ideological agenda that the EPA's got rather than looking at the hard science and facts.
Lurking behind such statements is the concern that the EPA's findings could be used to justify stricter federal regulations or even possibly a ban on fracking.
And I think the polarized positions in the shale gas development are becoming more entrenched, and so you choose up sides rather than you look at the evidence, which is not a fortunate thing for our energy future or for the validity of an environmental issue.
Chip Grote is with UT's Energy Institute. He headed up a study that recently concluded there's no evidence that fracking itself contaminates water supplies, though improper drilling and other surface activities associated with fracking can. He says if the EPA's study ends up proving that fracking itself caused the Pavilion contamination,
then that would negate our general conclusion that we haven't found any evidence for. This, in fact, would be evidence for that.
Grote points out that the EPA draft does not go that far. Instead, the agency is careful to list its results as preliminary and contingent upon peer review. In a response to a request for comment from State Impact Texas, the EPA also reiterated that its findings were, quote, specific to production conditions at Pavilion, where fracturing occurred in and below the drinking water aquifer and in close proximity to drinking water wells.
Well, hello. That's really bad thing to do. We do not allow that. And our geology doesn't even allow for it either.
Elizabeth Ames Jones chairs the Texas Railroad Commission. Since the report came out, she's made the case that even if the EPA report is corroborated, its findings won't extend to drilling in Texas. The commission says there are currently no fracking operations within close proximity to drinking wells in the state. But the draft report has underlined an important point. For a technology that's already revolutionized the U.S. energy industry, there's still a lot to learn about what hydraulic fracturing does to the environment. The EPA study is now open to public comment and under peer review by a panel of scientists. It could make its way into a larger study the agency is conducting into the impacts of hydraulic fracturing. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.